You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 23rd day of November. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. By the way, if you've been listening the last couple weeks, we are going to be getting our Saturdays back. So it'll be back to where it used to be. Sam and Greg, Saturday and Sunday mornings. That'll be in mid-January. Stay tuned for that. This upcoming week, you'll have us on Thursday. You'll have us on Friday.
Yes, you will.
And Caleb was listening right now, so one of them days, dudes, we're going to ask you to come back. We're going to be on Sunday. It's the holidays, and that's what we do. We're there for you. And it's going. Say a little prayer for Mr. Crenshaw, because you know that he's back on CBS, and so he's going to be leaving there and coming here. He'd be like Kirk Herbstreit on Saturdays.
You do
the college game day in one city.
And then hop a jet.
Hop a private jet and put you. That's what he did do yesterday. I think he was in Seattle or Oregon.
Oregon for game day.
And then did a game in Miami or Florida someplace. He did the Florida, Tennessee game.
Yeah, and then he got an NFL game this week.
And he got a big paycheck for it. Yeah. So ain't nobody got to say nothing about Herbstreit. Caleb Johnson, man.
Morning.
We'll talk to Caleb in a minute. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
We are doing well. We hope you are ready for the holidays and all that sort of stuff. And listen, I guess we can start on a good note because – we bring you on to talk about the Hawks, and they got a win last night against New Orleans.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, it felt like, not to say much needed, but just kind of after the last couple of games where, clearly this Hawks team wasn't at full strength and just had some kind of weird, I think, defensive performances, whether it was Detroit or especially, I mean, couldn't stop anything against San Antonio. it was good to have a Pelicans team that you can beat up on because, you know, we obviously know between these two teams why a win for the Hawks means quite literally double, because not only are you helping yourself out for the playoffs and all of those sorts of things, but every time the Pelicans win, every time the Pelicans lose, Hawks fans should be cheering because that means a better odds at a top 2026 draft pick. After the Hawks pulled off, the heist of the century, it feels like, and getting the Pelicans to, you know, trade them not only their first rounder this year at 23, but then their first rounder next year. And I'm sure, you know, you guys will ask me about Derek Queen because what a moron move he was last night to wrap that game up. The Pelicans saw a lot of promise in him, and he's had some impressive stats to start this season. But the Pelicans just overall are a disaster of a franchise on the court and off the court. And it was good to see, you know, the Hawks get a bit of an easy win, especially as they have a back-to-back tonight.
Horrible team, organization, call somebody a moron. I believe that is the true definition of, as Marv Albert used to say, a facial that he just gave to that organization. Hey, listen, Caleb, I want to ask you a question. I made a statement earlier. I want to get your thoughts on it because you are of the generation I was speaking. When we talk about this team the Hawks were playing, and Zion, of course, comes to mind, and I said Zion Williamson is close, if not already there, to being this generation's Greg Odom.
Oh, I mean, that's pretty harsh, is it not, Greg?
I didn't call nobody a moron.
Well, but here's the thing. Like, at least Zion is playing, you know? Like,
off and on.
Literally...
off and on. Come on. He is not what he was supposed to be, and when he is there, it's just glimpses of it. Greg Odom is the nearest – I mean, listen, I didn't want to go back to Sam Bowie, but it's the expectations of big men coming out of college that were supposed to be all world, and – it just seemed like they just couldn't stay out of the tub or the injury room, whatever it was that kept them off the court. And he seems to be that dude. The anticipation of what he was supposed to be versus what he is, that was the only person I could think of.
Yeah, I think what I would say for Greg Odom is, like, he was just blessed with unfortunately with some bad genes, because I feel like the injuries that he dealt with, the league with the Portland Trailblazers, like, it just, he at least played, I want to say, his rookie year, or maybe not, it wasn't his, maybe it was sophomore year that he actually was able to, like, play some games, but, like, his injuries weren't related to, hey, man, stop eating McDonald's, stop eating Popeyes, like, you know, and watch your weight. Like, that's clearly what it's been with Zion, and those weight issues have translated into other issues that he's had out on the floor. Obviously the big conversation this offseason was, especially when he went to media day, was like, oh man, look at, you know, Zion's lost all this weight and finally is not going to be, you know, dealing with issues again. And this time around, it's a hamstring injury. So, maybe it's more fair than I'd be willing to say. I know that Zion has obviously, like, played more games, through the start of his career at least, than Greg Odom was able to, because I think Greg only got two seasons and then maybe, like, a cup of coffee, I think, that he had with the Heat, I think it was. I think the confusion that everyone has had with this Pelicans organization and Joe Dumars running the show has been, he was acting like at the draft that they were essentially doing what the Hawks did last year, which when the Hawks added Zachary Rizichet, that was more of a bonus than a franchise, you know, altering, we're going to build our team around Zachary Rizichet. For the Pelicans, they were acting like, oh, yeah, well, we just need this one big piece to be a contender. And it was like, no, you're not even remotely close. Like, why would you be a team who's been terrible and has dealt with injuries like Zion Williamson? Why would you go and trade next year's first-round pick to get a guy like Derek Queen who, like, and you know, for the people who have talked about it, like, Derek Queen is a solid player. I think, you know, he has the potential – to be I wouldn't necessarily put him as a star, but I think a very solid rotational piece. And you just don't make a move like that. I mean, people see him as being superstar level, and I just don't see what everyone else does. I think there's a lot of empty stats with him because he's playing on a really bad basketball team. And then he goes and does really stupid stuff, like at the end of last night's game, he steals the ball and goes down and dunks. And I love that the Hawks were so unbothered, because like some old school teams, that would be your moment. Hey, you're going to fight. You know, if it's Steven Jackson or somebody else, there's going to be a brawl happening. And yet with the Hawks, they were literally like, Jalen Johnson was laughing on the bench, being like, you know what? Just what a joke. And I even think after the game, he said, you know, he's a young guy, like he's going to learn. But I think what the Hawks saw last night was just another great reminder of how that pick is going to turn out, you know, very likely next season.
Yeah, folks, spending time on the WayForIt.com hotline. Always great when we can catch up with Caleb Johnson. And he is social. You can find him at ATLJohnson18, at ATLJohnson18, as he keeps an eye on all things Hawks. 28 assists last night in that win, Caleb. Talk about them being able to distribute this ball and move it around without Trae Young, what that means for his return and to plug him back into this thing as his team has been doing some things successfully in his absence.
Yeah, I mean, I just on the overall, you know, conversation of playing without Trae Young, I have been quick to remind people of this, which is if the Hawks were playing terrible right now, if they weren't 10-7, you know, and playing pretty well without Trae, even though they're clearly showing their issues offensively in the last two games before this one showed that to be the case. Like just because they're playing well doesn't mean that they don't need Trae Young, because if this team was losing, you'd be calling for Quinn Snyder and, you know, calling for Ansi Salehe's job because they wouldn't have done it well to be able to replace a guy like that. Now, granted, you know, your star, when you're not able to, you're never able to replace the star player on any team, whether, you know, no matter what anyone has to say. What this Hawks team has done well is move the ball a lot. Like Trae, yes, he eats up a lot of time on the ball because he is the best passer in the NBA, and he does an incredible job distributing the basketball. And so I think some people see the stats numbers and are like, oh, see, this is another sign that the Hawks, you know, don't need Trae Young, that he's ball hogging. No, he is an incredible distributor. And if you look at any team and look at their top best players, those are the guys who are at the top of the league in usage rate. And so when you don't have that, you literally, it's, you know, people talk about the next man up mentality. Literally, that has to happen because you have to share the basketball. And so, and then you're getting just incredible performances, whether it was a guy, as it's been lately with Veet Kresje, who, I mean, Veet Kresje is shooting 60% from the field in this last seven games with 29 three-pointers. You know, he had seven of them last night with 21 points. So you're getting role guys having huge games. Nikhil Alexander-Walker has been, you know, outside of maybe last night, wasn't one of his better games, but has been able to show really great moments. You got big moments from Kristaps Porzingis last night, and certainly, you know, when he's healthy and available out there, he shows you some really good things that are going to be beneficial for the playoffs. So I think it's a really good sign that this team is hanging in there without having Trae Young, and I would expect Trae to be available probably about the second week of December, ideally, if everything in his rehab process is going right. But it's a good sign that, you know, that they've been able to hang on. But offensively, if you really start to look at things, like, they are just not the same team because of how much, you know, Trae handles in that area.
Well, I'm about to do something that isn't fair, but uh-oh, I'm going to do it anyway, because if you can't get in front of a TV, we have got Hawks at Charlotte. It's going to be down on B103. Mm-hmm. Right, because we're going to have, obviously, yep, we got Falcons and New Orleans. That pregame is at 2 and kick at 4:30-ish. Tampa Bay at Rams tonight. Now, Tuesday, Hawks are at Washington.
Okay.
All right. Thursday, we come on board. We do Thanksgiving, and we do Friday. Friday night, Hawks play Cleveland. Here.
Okay, yeah.
I'm thinking that maybe we could reach out to our buddy Caleb and he could come and do a little preview if he's available on Friday.
Maybe.
This week.
We'll see.
We'll see
he may have had too much turkey on Thursday and he'd still be sleeping off.
Well,
sleeping
if,
it off,
if you're available, would you come and bring your expertise and knowledge and break that game down for us, Caleb?
Of course. Yeah. If you, as long as you guys catch me before, because I'll be over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 3:30, you know, for clean old-fashioned hate.
Yeah, you know what I mean? No,
that's
gonna
right.
Be in the morning.
No, yeah, we be on 6 to 10.
Yeah.
So we're going to reach out to you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That'll be fine then.
We just won't put you in, we just won't put you in the 6 or 7 o'clock hour. We know that much.
Yeah.
I would appreciate it.
Caleb, as always, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, y'all have a good one.
All right, there you go. That is Caleb Johnson. All right, let me just send you guys to the website. You go to 929thegame.com/castingcall, or you can go, if you're on X, to get cast with Greg and see a limited, but still a casting call with jobs in front of the camera and behind the camera, or at least how to find the jobs behind the camera, because it is a holiday week. Normally, there's nothing going on, but there is stuff going on, and we'll tell you about that. Also, very special. I found out that Sam and I are on a list, and we I'm just going to tell you about it. I did not know this, and you'd be surprised who are behind us on this list, but I found out something very important this past week. I'm going to talk about that coming up next in the casting call segment. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.